This podcast was produced on the lands of the Kabi Kabi people. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging and thank them for how they have lovingly cared for and preserved the land, natural resources, and bush medicine in which we are inspired by today.
And welcome to the Students of Natural Health podcast. My name is Dana Laura. I'm a student naturopath from Australia, and I'm going to be your host for this episode. Now, joining me today, we have the lovely Kerry Ann. She is a student naturopath like me, and I'm going to be interviewing her about her experience studying naturopathy in Australia. Welcome to the podcast. Hi, Kerry Ann.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. I'm so excited to chat with you today. We're going to jump into some questions, about your experience studying naturopathy. I know last time we spoke on Instagram, you had 4 weeks left. How are you feeling?
Yeah, so I've been out for 5 weeks and I've been for 4 of those. So just starting to get back into life now.
Oh, fantastic. You must feel relieved.
Yeah, it's a really weird feeling, not having any lectures to go to or not have to think about assessments, or it's just really weird after studying for so long to be, just having nothing to do.
Yeah, I bet. How long did it take you to complete the degree?
So it was 8 years for me. So I started with the advanced diploma with the Australian Institute of Applied Science. And then the whole, diploma versus bachelor degree came into play. And so the associations were considering whether they would take on people with an advanced diploma. So I upgraded to my bachelor degree with Southern School of Natural Therapies back then.
Yeah.
The whole change, they've been to Think and now they're Torrens, and so it's been a long journey.
So you've seen that whole evolution of, the amalgamations of all of the colleges and everything.
Yeah, definitely. All the changeovers,
Wow.
It hasn't been smooth transitioning through. It's been, lots of changes.
Yeah, I was wondering if that got a little bit messy. Did you have to repeat any subjects?
So when I upgraded from the advanced diploma, I'd done about 18 months, so I lost about 6 months. So I still had, so I lost a few subjects, but that was okay. And then with all the changes, some subjects changed. And so the only time I found that difficult was when I would be speaking to students in clinic who had done the subjects differently to how I had done them.
Yeah.
So there was a disconnect at the end there, but just between the students,
It's nice to be able to relate to somebody that didn't necessarily smash it out in the 4 years, because that's a pretty, pretty hectic commitment and a pretty full-on workload. I'm personally a mum and I'm just plodding away doing one subject at a time, so it's probably going to take me about 8 to 10 years. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it's full on. I did some trimesters of 3 subjects, and I've got 2 kids. They were older teenagers at the time, and work and life and 3 subjects is just ridiculous. I think the only people that can do 3 subjects are the students who, live at home and they don't have to work and they don't have to do their own cooking and look after family.
Sometimes I think, That sounds so much easier, but
you need to be able to focus that 100% to be able to do 3 subjects well. I passed the subjects, but I don't feel like I did them well.
They say as well too that you need 10 hours per subject. I don't know about you, but I do well more than 10 hours a subject on mine.
Well, okay, so I used to, way back at the start. Way back at the start, I would do a lot more and I'd read all the content and, do all the lectures. But towards the end, it was more about getting assessments done, getting through clinic, so maybe watching lectures, the recordings of the lectures in double speed, because, some lecturers speak a bit slower. So I'd watch them in double speed. So it would be done in 1.5 hours instead of 3. And sometimes just not even reading some of the content. Just doing what I needed to do to get through, really.
Yeah. That's a great hack, double speed. I'm totally using that.
Yes, I know. I didn't find that out until maybe halfway through my 3rd year. And so, That is a good tip.
Nice one. I'm going to rewind a little bit. I'm curious to know what made you choose naturopathy? How did that come to you?
So ever since I was little, I've been interested in like plants and like everything natural. So I grew up in a property in central Victoria and my Nana lived next door. So Nana and I would be either in the garden or walking around our property, you know, looking at trees and rocks and different things. And I remember like, you know, making potions from mum's flowers, picking her leaves and flowers and mixing them in little things. So it's kind of always been innately in me. Yeah. But when I had my daughter, she was quite unwell a lot. And so when she was about 6 months old, I took her to a naturopath. And so that was, she's 27 now. So that was a long time ago. And yeah, I've just always been interested in anything to do with energy medicine, plant medicine, vibrational healing, any of that kind of stuff. Yeah.
How beautiful.
So when my kids were little, when my kids were younger, I wanted to do the naturopathy course, but you know, there was no online option. There was, you know, travel into Melbourne, which is an hour and a half from where I live, three times a week. So yeah, it wasn't anything I could do years ago. But yeah, we're like really fortunate to have that option now to be able to study online.
Yeah. That was a conscious decision to wait until you had better access to uni?
I kind of just like put it out of my mind, I suppose. And then it was my naturopath one day that said to me, you should study naturopathy. Like, you know, it's just in you. And I was like, oh yeah, I did want to do that a long time ago. So maybe I'll look into it. And so, yeah, that's where it all started.
Beautiful. Again. It's pretty incredible as well how much of an influence naturopaths can have on other people. Like it seems to be a common theme that people go, I couldn't find help and I found help with my naturopath and it's inspired me to pursue this. It makes me feel excited to be in the profession that maybe one day we might be inspiring people to become naturopaths as well, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as naturopaths, we have so many tools that we can support people that the medical system pass over or don't listen to. And so yeah, it's amazing when you get to clinic and you actually can put that into practice and start supporting those people that, you know, have gone through the medical system, end up at the naturopath. And yeah, we just have so many tools to be able to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. In your years of study, have you developed a particular area of interest?
So my interest has changed like over my clinic trimesters because I have Hashimoto's. So I was like, oh, I can help people with Hashimoto's and autoimmune diseases. But as I went through clinic, I started to see a lot of women who were, you know, 40s, 50s with a lot of metabolic and cardiovascular symptoms.
Yep.
And struggling to lose weight. And so I really found a passion in helping them to discover why they couldn't lose weight, like, you know, what was going on in their body that was helping to gain the weight and preventing the loss of the weight. Just following them through and watching their journey of, you know, learning to understand their own body and the weight actually coming off has really inspired me to support women who are, you know, maybe postmenopausal, menopausal, you know,
yeah, got beautiful
metabolic syndrome going. So yeah, so that's where I'm thinking at the moment.
Yeah, lovely. What have been one of your favorite subjects then that you have completed?
Clinic is definitely my favorite. Like it's where, you know, because some of the subjects I'm kind of like, what is this garbage? Like, why do I need like, honestly, that's what I would think. Well, why do I need to learn this stuff? And then when you get into clinic, it kind of everything comes together. And you're like, aha, okay, so that's what that was about and that's where I can implement this. And so clinic was definitely my favorite. And also because I have studied online, when you get into clinic, every week you're with a group of students who are passionate about the same thing that you're passionate about and, you know, going through the same journey and usually doing the same assessments and stuff. So, yeah, clinic's just a really beautiful space for connecting with the other students and putting everything into practice.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm personally in that phase now where I think I haven't done a clinic block yet, but I'm in that cramming phase and I'm like, well, how does this all sew together? I'm not sure.
Have
you got any tips for the beginner study people? like me?
So when I got to clinic, the trimester before clinic, they were saying, so you should have a OneNote folders where you have all your information put in. And this was like a library of herbs and nutrients for specific conditions and handouts and all this kind of stuff. And they told us that at the end of the trimester before we started clinic. So we had literally 2 weeks to pull some stuff together. Yeah. So I was crazy going through all of my old herbal medicine notes that I'd made up and finding treatment names. And so, yeah, that would be my tip for people starting out, is to start a OneNote library. Write all your systems, all your like gastrointestinal, immune system, then have subfolders under that for each condition, and then subfolders in each of those conditions for your herbs, nutrients, nutrition, any other general information, so that, and especially treatment aims, so that when you get into clinic, it's all together in one spot. Mine was all over the place because no one had told me to keep it together. And then when you've got a client that comes in with, you know, I don't know, maybe they've got rheumatoid arthritis, then you've already got all the information there. So in your 30 minutes where you've got to get all your stuff organized and write a prescription and treatment aims, you've already got it and you can just copy and paste it across.
Yeah,
so that fantastic. Would be my tip to start off.
That's great. That's a great tip. I'm starting to compile my little notes together. It's so overwhelming already.
Yeah. And I mean, if we were told that from the start, we could have it all together. But I mean, like, you can't see my mess around me now, but I've just got papers piled high going through all my old notes to see what else I can put into my library. And if I had just done it from the start, I wouldn't have a messy office and I wouldn't have all this extra work to do. Like,
Did you feel like towards the end of the degree you were relying less on your resources that you'd written down and it was more cemented in your brain?
Not really. Yeah, well, you see so many different clients in clinic.
Yeah, yep.
So, you know, I did have a bit of a run of, like I said, of the weight loss and the metabolic syndrome. So I did kind of get a bit more of an understanding of that. But, you know, if someone came in with something random like muscle pain, then I'd have to go back through everything.
Yeah.
But I mean, it all comes back to you.
Yeah, that's it. And even I suppose when you finish the degree, you've got to keep up with your knowledge and keep up with new research and new papers coming out. It's ever evolving. Yeah,
it is. And I think that, like, you want to be able to do that as well, because then you're giving your clients the best knowledge and understanding that there is available. So yeah definitely, it's always just learning.
Yeah, I agree. What have been some of your most difficult barriers you've had to overcome during your study?
Well, besides, you know, life in general and and trying to live a life.
Yeah. Study, it feels like you've got two lives, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that, like, all the stuff that used to be important to me, like, you know, my kitchen cupboards were neat and tidy inside, or my garden was, like, you know, my lawn was mowed and my gardens looked beautiful. That kind of just all goes out the window. And, you know, I live off my floor drobe and, you know, because I don't have time to put stuff away because I've got an assessment due next week. Like, you know, so besides all of those kind of barriers, I think that some of the things I struggled with during the degree itself was different lecturers. Some lecturers can be quite fluffy and then others can give you a whole pile of information. And talking to other students, there was gaps in some of my knowledge because in the same subjects, because my lecturer was, you know, telling us how her day was and what her children were up to rather than, you know, some of the content that we should have been learning. So I found that a bit of a barrier.
Yeah,
in my learning.
Thank you for shedding light on that, because I think that is a bit of a common, well, not common, but it is something that does happen and it's something that people don't talk about. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, it's really good to, like, if you can, ask other students what lecturers they had and how they found them. And, you know, if you can get into the groups with the good lecturers, then you learn more.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's other lecturers that are amazing and know so much, but then they're really harsh on their marking.
Yeah.
So you know, there's kind of a bit of a balance. Definitely, I definitely found that to be a barrier, more of a mental barrier for me, that, like, you know, the lecturers, and maybe that connection with lecturers as well is important.
Did you feel that that changed and improved depending on which institute you were a part of? Because you've been to, like, essentially three different unis, right, as they've evolved?
No, it's probably just been something that's been ongoing, but maybe something I didn't realize as much until the last couple of trimesters, particularly when you do your weekend intensives and you actually speak to other students. That's probably when I became more aware of the importance of picking the best lecturer to suit you.
Yeah. And that's a really important point for people that are possibly considering study too, because I didn't know this before I started studying, but you actually can choose who you want depending on the class timetables and things too. But
yeah, you have the option. Yeah, I was originally picking which day suited me best, but then when I worked out that, you know, maybe I need to consider who these lecturers are, like last trimester I wanted a specific lecturer, so I changed the day of week that I worked to suit that. And so then it becomes more enjoyable and the subject becomes, you know, a bit easier.
Yeah. So did you, through your degree, work part-time and study part-time? How did you manage to juggle it?
So I did work part-time and study sometimes full-time, sometimes part-time. It's just like I said, it's putting study before folding your clothes and putting them in the wardrobe and mowing the lawn and, like, you know, just letting go of some stuff to be able to fit it in, to get it done, really.
Yeah.
So, but a lot. Like, I mean, the last two trimesters, I looked after my 1-year-old and 5-year-old grandkids full time. Like, I lived in and looked after them full time, and still studied two subjects and went to clinic, and it was huge.
Wow.
And it was difficult.
Superwoman.
But I just wanted to, I had to get to the end. It was in sight.
You were just there. It was just in reach.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think you just, if you really want to do it, you sacrifice stuff, but you just get it done.
With your alter ego, your alter life, do you work in a field where you get to apply what you're learning?
I was working in hospitality. So, like, I was working in a pub, in a bar with men. So there was no, I used to drink my beetroot and turmeric lattes behind the bar and spray my flower essences and put crystals in the bar. So I kind of, you know, shared a little bit of it there.
You found a way to work it in, but nobody wanted to talk about metabolic syndrome or anything like that.
No, none of that kind of stuff, no. So, I did work with a naturopath towards the end of last year who had also gone through Torrens University. Yep. So that was really great to be able to talk with her about the study experience and then also work with her in that way, like, you know, creating content for her naturopathic business.
That's brilliant. Have you enjoyed your experience with Torrens so far?
I wouldn't say enjoyed.
Yeah.
Like, I have had some dramas that I have had to resolve with the university itself, but I think that that's just any university.
Yeah.
I don't think it's specific to Torrens. Like, you know, I think wherever you go, there's going to be some issues.
Yeah, more like admin kind of stuff.
Some issues with lecturers and like back at the start, if I had an issue, I wouldn't address it. But towards the end, I did start to address the issues that were coming up because I thought, like, if this is happening to me, is this happening to other students? Like, you know, these kind of things need to be addressed. So I did kind of stir up some stuff in my last year.
That's not a bad thing though. I mean, we're paying so much money as well to do these degrees and we're paying them to provide us a service. Like, we should be able to provide feedback and let them know if it's working for us or not. So good on you for speaking up.
Yeah.
What is something you wish you knew before you started your studies?
I don't really have an answer to that question. Like,
that's cool.
I don't really know that there would have been anything that would have made it different.
It's a hard one too, because I find that there's not very many resources for people to look at before starting uni. Like, it's something that you sort of have to jump in the deep end and figure it out for yourself. Hence why I started the podcast too, to give people a little bit of a window and a little bit of an insight into what it was about. So
yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really like a really important thing to do. And it's something like, you know, my last couple of trimesters, there were some issues that come up. And so now I'm like really passionate about sharing what I've experienced with other students and being there to support them, because it can be really tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything that you would like to let the students, people that might be considering or people that are in the thick of it, know right now?
Just as like I was saying, like if you are unsure or if something comes up that you're not confident with, like just like message the email the lecturer or email the clinic lead or email, you know, the big boss, and just get that information so that you know what's going on, rather than like, you know, so there was kind of an issue in clinic that came up and no one had an answer, and it had been three trimesters of no answers, and so I had to go seeking the answers myself. So really just being proactive rather than just maybe just going, okay, well, I'm not going to ask because I'll sound like an idiot or something. Like,
Have the confidence.
At the start I did. I just let things go by. But, yeah, I think towards the end I really, stepped into the confidence of saying, no, this isn't right. I need to speak to someone about this. Yeah.
It sounds like it's a confidence that organically comes to, like, it's, I suppose it's difficult and maybe a bit overwhelming in the beginning because, you know, you go, well, I don't know what I'm doing. You're here to teach me. Whereas you start to gain that knowledge and you get to grow. So that confidence comes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Have you got any other strategies or resources to help overcome low motivation and burnout? I imagine you must have had moments through 8 years of study where you've had burnout.
Yeah. Burnout I didn't overcome, and other students I've spoken to at the end didn't overcome it either. It's just we all ended up burnt out. Like I said, you know, I finished in week 13. I had a couple of makeup clinics, and on the Thursday my eardrum burst, and by the Saturday I had no voice. So on the Saturday, on the Sunday, I was on the couch, and I spent pretty much the whole 4 weeks on the couch with different bugs that the kids had spread to me, and like just really, really burnt out and unwell. My body just needed to just stop. And it's something that I have heard other students as well have said it's taken them months and months to recover. So, you know, we used to see a lot of clients in clinic that were students that were coming for nervous system support. So, you know, getting some nervous system herbs is always good. Yeah, that I, yes, I don't have an answer on how to prevent burnout, sorry, because I hit it big time.
That's reassuring too. Like we're all humans. Like, you know, we're studying how to optimally function and how to keep your body a pinnacle of health, but we're all humans and we're all susceptible to it. So
well, it's a conversation that was had in student clinic a lot about how we're telling our clients how to be, whereas the study and the degree doesn't allow for us to be that way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just, you just have to get through it.
Get to the end. So now you are at the end. Are you sleeping? How are you going?
Yeah. Well, I've been out of off the couch for the last 5 days. So that's been good. I've been able to get up and, you know, go and do some stuff that I've wanted to do for a long time, like sit in a cafe and have a coffee rather than grab a takeaway and run out the door. Like, yeah, just finding time to let my nervous system readjust itself, which has been really difficult, I have to say. My nervous system's just used to running on that high. So yeah.
I imagine that's going to be quite a come down, possibly a couple of months.
Yeah. And also I was saying to someone yesterday, it's like, now who am I without study? Because
I've been a
student for 8 years. So who am I now that I'm finished? Yeah. So it's a really good reflective question to think on when you're finished now. Yeah.
What is something that you learnt in your degree that has changed your life personally and that you've been able to apply to your life?
Like, you know, it's been a long journey. So I've grown and developed over that whole journey in a whole different way. Like in all different ways. So I don't think there's anything specific that I've learned. like you learn a lot about yourself and what you can do and what you can achieve.
Yeah.
You know, go through the degree. When I was in high school, I was like the worst student. So I knew nothing about science at all. So when I had to do anatomy and physiology and, you know, biochemistry and all that kind of stuff, I was like, oh my God, this stuff is just so difficult. But I got through it. So, you know, I kind of grew in confidence that I can learn and I can apply all of this stuff. So yeah, that's probably one thing, the growing in confidence about who you are.
Yeah, it shows strength of character too, to commit to it and to keep going with it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the keeping going to it is because it is difficult. You know, I know, so my sister did Western Herbal Medicine and she finished two trimesters before I did. And like I was so happy for her. But for the next 2 weeks, I was so depressed for myself because I had to go back. It's like, oh, I've still got two trimesters. Like, you know, it's really hard towards me. Yeah,
I find that's one of my hardest things with study is not comparing myself to everybody else's progress and just focusing on yourself and, you know, keeping the end goal in mind and not wanting to give up before I start.
Yeah, absolutely.
What has been one of your favorite opportunities that's shown up for you since studying?
Probably like the connection and meeting the people along the way. Like that's been really amazing. I've met some really beautiful women in clinic that, you know, I'll have friendships with forever now. So yeah, I really enjoy that. And, you know, and they're all naturopaths. So we have so much in common. And so we can sit and talk about, you know, digestive systems and stuff that other people don't want to listen to.
That's so great.
Yeah. So I think that opportunity to, yeah, connect with other women.
Now that you're at the end, what's your dreams? What are your aspirations? Where are you hoping this degree is going to take you?
Like I want to practice. I want to do one-on-one consultations. And I do have a clinic space to work out of with the naturopath that I was working with. Yeah, I know. So that's awesome. And we get along really well. You know, she's an amazing naturopath and human. And I love working with her and being around her. So, you know, I've got someone to support me and I can support her and we can bounce ideas off each other. So yeah, that's really great. And I want to really run some group classes, educating women on their own health and their own bodies so that then they can advocate for themselves if they have to go through the medical system, and also so that they can prevent disease and burnout or, you know, change their lives by losing some weight and, you know, decreasing their blood pressure and, you know, that kind of thing.
So,
so a lot of education, I think, is where I'm going to move into.
Beautiful. I can see your passion about it as well and about women's health. Yeah. You're going to do amazing things in that space.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited. I've just got to wait for my certificate of completion, which apparently can take months. So
yeah, okay. You're just using the interim to relax and recalibrate.
Yeah, go through all my mess and sort my house back out and visit my friends and family and, you know, do stuff that I wasn't able to do because I was too busy.
Yeah, nice. Have there been any barriers apart from the certificate to getting yourself into practice now that you've graduated?
Well, I haven't come across any because I can't do anything without my certificate. So once you get your certificate of completion, then you can register with the associations, get your insurance and off you go. Hopefully it's just an easy transition.
Yeah. In reflection of the degree, do you feel like you have enough knowledge to go out on your own? Or do you feel like, oh no, I still need like a bit of mentorship? How are you feeling?
Yeah, absolutely don't learn enough in the degree, but I feel confident enough to go out because I've done 4 clinic blocks and the supervisors, like, they're there to support you so that when you do get to the end, you don't have to know everything because you'll never know everything, but you do have the confidence to be able to go out and, you know, do one-on-one consults and, you know, be able to know that you can give what you can give in one consult. You can't do everything, like you can't change the world.
Yeah.
But you can go and do research. So if someone comes in with something that you're not quite sure about, you know, you can give them some diet and lifestyle changes and then go and do the research. So when they come back for their second visit, you know, you've got a prescription and a better understanding. So yeah, clinic definitely prepares you to step out into the world. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. was there anything that you wished that the degree gave you more of, or you felt like it was missing? For example, like business subjects or anything along those sorts of lines?
There is a business subject. I've done a business certificate, so I kind of had a bit of an understanding. So I don't think I really learned a lot from that. What is missing is more in-depth information on gut health and pre and probiotics. And,
yeah, okay.
You know, when you get to clinic, the supervisors all have different opinions on that anyway. So you still need to go out and find your own way around that. So there's still a lot of stuff that I want to, you know, look back into and learn more on.
Yeah. Do you have any plans to pursue more study, or will it be?
Oh, no chance. this is actually my third degree.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it was the hardest one that I've ever done, like, and the most stressful one. And so, you know, like, my husband's like, oh, you're going to do your master's. And I'm like, no chance. Like, it would be great to have a master's degree, but you can get that wealth of knowledge yourself without, you know, the stress of assessments and deadlines, I think.
Yeah. What were your other two degrees? Just curious.
Yeah, so I've got a Bachelor of Visual Arts with honours, and I've got a graduate diploma in teaching as well.
Oh, beautiful. That's going to be interesting to see if that all combines in your future practice too.
Yeah, I don't know how the art will interact with it, but definitely the teaching.
Where can our audience find you if they want to see more of your content?
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram. So on Instagram, I'm Earth Goddess Healing. And on Facebook, I'm Kerry Ann, Earth Goddess Healing. And I've also got a website as well, which is Earth Goddess Healing. So I do a lot of like energy healing and stuff as well.
Did you study for energy healing as well?
I've done my two Reiki certificates, but that's because you need to have a certificate so you can get insurance.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just something that I've always done.
Yeah. You've been, it's in you. It's within you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. I will link all of those socials in the description below as well for people who are drawn to you and want to check you out. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
My advice would be stick at it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be stressful. You'll probably burn out, but it's worth it in the end. Sorry. I like to be honest. I'm not going to fluff around. It's honestly, it's a hard.
That's great though. People need to hear it, and people need these honest conversations. I don't want anything less than this.
Yeah, beautiful.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it if you've made it this far. If you like the interview and you like what I do, please rate and follow the podcast on your chosen listening provider, as it not only notifies you of new episodes, but it also helps with my visibility on the platforms. If you're interested in being featured on the podcast, I've streamlined the process by creating a contact form on my website where you can say hi and let me know that you're interested. All of my social media accounts are linked there as well on my website, and there's even some podcast merch on there that's just come out from my husband. Thank you so much. As always, I'll link everything in the description that was spoken about on today's episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.